Yeah, I think the 2.5 year rank of that he had bedeviled civil servants has finally been concluded, and that 9 people who are going to represent the government workers at their alternate have actually been seconded and given to government. And the new apex will be the Zimta president, Richard Gundane. And the good thing basically is that Zimta was able to relinquish one seat, and Collars was admitted into the process, as well as the PSA ceded one seat and allowed the Protec, Zilowa and Sesa to get seats. And I think this alone shows that we were able to broker our own peace, and we are going to move on as a collective. And I think the ball is now in government court to address our salaries as a matter of agent. And we expect that the fact that government is making a budget presentation tomorrow, we want to believe that they were very cognizant of our challenges as civil servants, and want to believe they will take time to look at the challenges that civil servants are facing, and they will honestly and honorably address those problems.
But we understand that you chose a new committee only last year. Was it time for elections?
I think owing to the challenges that we then saw because of conflicting interests, when others came and alleged that the process was flawed, we were then able to consider and bend backwards and accommodate some of those people. And I think the fact that we have been able to create a new committee where even the outgoing chairperson, David Dasunga, is actually happy because he has also been integrated in the 9-member team that will be engaged in government. And it simply shows the nature of David Dasunga. He was not fighting for a position, but he was basically fighting for the furtherance of the interests of teachers and all civil servants. And the fact that he has agreed to bend backwards means that he's a gentleman and a half.